Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you'd like at 855-450-FREE. And as we're inside the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live, Mary Kay Letourneau back in the news. She's now in her early to mid-50s, and her supposed victim, Vili, is her husband. You might remember the story from the late 1990s when Vili was age 13 and she was, I think, 30-something, early 30s. He had sex with her, and on more than one occasion, apparently. And on one of those occasions, actually two of them, he got her pregnant. They have two kids. They're now in their teens. They're two females in their teens. And they're all together. Everybody's still together. They're celebrating 10 years of marriage right now. So that was what was on 2020 last night with Barbara Walters. There's a little more to the story. If we have time, we'll tell you about it. But obviously this has led to a discussion about age of consent and who's a predator in what situation and what should the ideal legal status be, because it seems to me that the current rules do not work very well, that they end up putting people behind bars for simply fooling around, for simply exploring their sexuality at, you know, various different ages. We even had somebody say that 18 to 15 was predatory earlier, meaning that someone who was 18 with a 15-year-old would be a predatory event. And so everybody's got different opinions on this particular issue, which is why I feel like most people should just butt out. If it's not your kid, if it's not your family, if it's not your direct situation, then really your morals don't matter to me in that circumstance.
I had a girlfriend in high school that was 18 months younger than I was. And that would mean that, I can't remember the exact ages, but that would mean that at certain times, like, she would have been 15 and I would have been 17. She would have been 16 and I would have been 18. So that's, I mean, as far as the chronological age, you need to consider when you say 2 years, it's not actually 2 years. It's much more like 366 days.
Let's talk to Amber. She's in California. Amber, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, I just wanted to talk about the Letourneau case.
Yeah, please.
I just want to say that I believe age is just a number. I was actually married to, when I was 16, to a guy that was 36. And we were married for,
just before you go on, did you have to get permission from your parents to do that?
Yes, my mother.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And
go ahead.
We lived in Oklahoma for 3 years, and it was okay. And then he just got controlling, so I ended up leaving. My mom came to get me. And I don't regret it at all. I don't think he was a predator. I think that age is just a number, and I wouldn't change it if I had a choice. I'm happy of the decision I made.
Do you have kids with him?
No, I do not.
Yeah, so many people would claim, you know, so the claims have been made on the air tonight that you're somehow scarred and damaged by this, and you don't even know it. How do you respond to that?
I don't think I am. I mean, he was kind of controlling, but
not in the beginning, though. He became controlling, or
he became controlling, and I think
was it like
that,
the kind of controlling? I'm sorry to keep interrupting. Was it like the kind of controlling, like he didn't want you going out with your male friend? That kind of controlling.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I mean,
jealous.
And I had to. Yeah, exactly. Very jealous. But you know, it made me realize, what kind of man I wanted in the future, and it made me be able to be a strong woman. Like, I don't let men walk all over me because that's what he did to me, and it just. I mean, I don't feel like I'm a victim, but I guess it could go both ways if you want to dissect the relationship. But as far as
Well, that's an interesting point that you're making there, is that really whether or not you are a victim in a circumstance like this is really a lot in your own mind, right? Like, if you wanted to decide you were a victim, then you could probably come up with some things about him, like the fact that he was controlling at some point.
I think that's exactly right, Ian. That's what's most offensive about many of these statements is that, like, a person should be able to claim victimhood for themselves before you go in and slap a label on them.
Yeah, and that's what I think the problem is with a lot of these laws, is there are these do-gooders who've come in and they've decided, well, they know what's best for everybody and their relationships. And you know what I really believe it comes down to, Mark? I was having this conversation on this Facebook thread with hundreds of posts. If you go to Rich Paul's Facebook thread, you can see, I think he posted it publicly. But, you know, there were these women in there that were just so angry, and they kept typing in all caps, you know, to really make their point stronger about how, you know, they thought that everybody who believed that what Mary Kay Letourneau and Vili did was, you know, pedophilia and was horrifying and, you know, so wrong. I feel like these are people who probably did have a bad experience maybe when they were younger. Maybe there was somebody who took advantage of them, and they believe that, you know, everybody at that age is so clueless or so gullible and stupid.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're projecting their own viewpoint onto absolutely everybody. But people are different.
Yeah. And
Amber, thanks.
I mean,
go ahead.
I just want to make the point that I just truly believe it. Just remember, and you don't choose who you fall in love with.
Thanks for the call tonight. And clearly, these guys are in love still. I appreciate it, Amber. They're still together after 20 years.
Right, and I wouldn't want to diminish that at all. Also, when I think of these situations, I remember the movie Coal Miner's Daughter with Sissy Spacek about Loretta Lynn's life, and they talked about how she got married at the age of 15 to a 21-year-old man, and they stayed married their whole lives. And I don't feel like I have no moral momentum to be able to call Loretta Lynn a victim and her husband a pedophile. Like, I'm just not prepared to do that. And I think, and I'm willing to step out and say, whoa, slow your roll there, moral warrior. I think that we might be able to step back and say that there are situations that we may not know the whole ramifications of our actions.
Darren's in Surfside, South Carolina, listening to WRNN. Hello, Darren.
Hi, how you doing, guys?
Good. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, look, I'm 50 years old now, but when I was 14, that was a long time ago, 1979, my mother used to babysit for this really cute little blonde. She was 20 years old that lived across the street from us. And one day I was helping her take her playpen and all the things home when she came to pick up her baby. And she kissed me, and one thing led to another. And basically I was at her house every night for the next 3 months. You know what we were doing.
So I bet she got really interesting.
You were playing. You were playing Parcheesi and board games with her.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, that's all.
But anyway, finally one night, basically a SWAT team rushed the house, kicked the door in, and caught us in a pretty compromising situation. They
held God!
They held her off to jail. I forget what her bond was, but it was pretty high. They charged her with contributing to the delinquency of a minor.
Oh. That's probably the most accurate statement here.
That's actually not, you know, all things considered, contributing to a delinquency is generally not a felony level charge. Do you know if it was in that case?
Well, they gave her a 3-year suspended sentence. But basically,
she lucked out.
Totally wrong, because I was from a real small town. I mean, the sidewalks literally rolled up at 6 o'clock. We had nothing to do. So prior to meeting her, I was out riding around in the car drinking and smoking pot. And
sure.
And just...
At 14?
Wow. 14 years old. So she drew me out of that. She was the person that told me, you want to stop running with these losers. You need to stop skipping school. You need to turn your life around. So she was, you know, she wasn't contributing to my delinquency.
No, she was a positive influence on you.
Exactly. And they didn't see it that way. So,
oh, man. What happened with her?
She moved one town over, and we continued to see each other probably for another year or two. And then...
Wait. You continued. She continued seeing you when she was on essentially a suspended sentence.
Yeah, she moved to a town about 25 miles away, and I would just go see her on the weekends and stuff. And
clearly the system is really affecting people and what they're going to do. Right, like here she is with years hanging over her head. If she gets caught with you another time, and yet she's still doing it.
Yeah, I'm not scarred in any way. It was quite fun, actually. So, anyway.
I bet it was. Thanks for the call tonight, Darren. I appreciate hearing from you. And she, I don't think, sounds like she was not a monster. Sounds like she was not a predator. Sounds to me like he's convinced that it was worthwhile. And I don't see any reason why I should disbelieve him on that. That's what he says. And isn't it what the individual says that should matter the most? Not what the parents think or the police think?
I think parents come into play on this, especially if it's their house. But that's the most difficult part.
Like he was at her house.
Yeah, he was. that's the most difficult part of this is that as a parent, I can say, yeah, I'm reasonably certain that my 13-year-old can't make a decision like this to, say, date a 30-year-old. I have a difficult time with that.
855-450-FREE. What about you? You can share your thoughts here on Free Talk Live.
So the protection of life, liberty, and property is what the Free State Project is all about. But it's an effort to move 20,000 people who understand
it's about demonstrating to the entire country
that, yeah, we can have a free market, a truly free market,
making it just a freer, great place to live.
It's the world's largest voluntarist libertarian community, and it's only getting bigger.
That's amazing to be able to move to a place where other people like passionately believe in being free and independent.
What the Free State Project is managing to do, though, is to put their money where their mouth is. It's physically getting up across the country and saying, let's go someplace and let's demonstrate the power of these ideas. There's a lot of kind of philosophy that surrounds liberty. There's a lot of thinking about it and talking about it. But here in New Hampshire, people are doing it.
101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, a documentary by Free State Project Early Movers. Watch it free at 101ReasonsFilm.com. 101ReasonsFilm.com.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsidebend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Talk Live. You dial toll-free here, 855-450-FREE. If you want to join the conversation, we've been talking about Mary Kay Letourneau and her husband. Although some would say he was a victim and she was a predator. Was he? Is she? Is she still a predator? Or was she only a predator when, you know, he was 13? But now they're together and they've claimed to have loved each other the entire time. He says he wishes he could have talked to her while she was in jail. You know, he wishes he could have interacted with her and that his life was more difficult because she was in jail. You can share your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. As we continue here, we've also got Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Oh, and I want to inform you about how to get Bitcoins, because the price has gone down a little bit over the last week or so. It's now at around 230, I think, today, $230 per Bitcoin. Now, remember, with Bitcoin, they're divisible by 8 decimal points. So you don't have to buy a whole Bitcoin if you're just bulking and saying, whoa, $230. Well, you can spend actually less than $40 on Bitcoin at expresscoin.com, and you can get Bitcoin with no transfer fee. Now, you have to use our code in order to get that deal. Normally, their transfer fee is very, very affordable, probably the best in the industry, but you can actually use code FTL, and if you buy less than $40 worth of Bitcoin or Litecoin or Dogecoin over at expresscoin.com, there's no transfer fee with code FTL. It's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. They're a licensed money services business, and you can get cryptocurrency with either money order, check, or even a wire transfer. Just start over at expresscoin.com, whether you're in the U.S. or Canada. That's expresscoin.com. You can also download their app for your smartphone. And again, don't forget code, coupon code FTL at expresscoin.com. As we continue, Nathan is with us in Texas via Skype. Hello, Nathan.
Evening, guys.
Hey there.
So, it's interesting. Well, my thoughts on a lot of this is that what you alluded to earlier about, you know, how the government doesn't let people of a certain age work, or I think all that kind of interlocks together, right? Like they say that you can't assume the role of an adult at this certain until you reach a certain age, and then you can do all this stuff. And I think a lot of it too is that people kind of want the government to come in and impose standards where they're not willing to do so, kind of a thing. Like the government will just say, well, this arbitrary number we've come up with is when you can do X, Y, and Z, and that's the end of it. And it's kind of disempowering, I think, that it takes it out of the hands of people and communities.
But you're saying some people want that, like a store owner wants the government to set an age for buying alcohol. That way, hey, look, kid, it's not my fault. The government makes me do this. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, well, I think that we saw with tobacco companies, this was exactly the case. When it came to advertising, tobacco companies were disallowed from using broadcast advertising. I think it was in 1971, but you shouldn't quote me on that. And the reason was that essentially the tobacco companies had to fight with each other through ad dollars to see who got market share. So what they did was they actually lobbied for the restriction to some extent. They acquiesced to the restriction because it would be fair for all of them, and then none of them would be able to advertise on the radio or TV. And what that sort of does for the store owner is look, if you're a store owner and you refuse to sell tobacco to anyone who's under the age of 18, that's all fine and dandy, but the next guy the store over might decide that you only have to be 17 and a half, and that puts, you know, that's another new sort of currency that puts store owners in competition.
Well, I was thinking more in terms of like parenting and that remark that you said, Mark, earlier about, you know, once you reach a certain age, it's sort of, you know, all your bad parenting is done with. You can't really go back and fix it or change it.
Yeah, you can't do much.
Right. And so I think part of it is people who are upset about that, and they kind of want the government to enforce these kind of standards. Like, say, if your daughter, like that guy's daughter who was out at the club or whatever, if you feel like you've been a bad parent, then you can kind of take comfort in that, you know, the government will impose this standard that, you know, you may not do such and such until you reach a certain age. So the point I wanted to get to is that a comment came up in the first hour that I noticed you both let by without comment, and I wanted to comment on it. There was one of the first callers mentioned that men who have erections can't be raped. Is that right?
I think he said 99.9% of the time, or basically the erections generally mean consent. He wasn't hard and fast on it like 100% of the time.
He seemed kind of certain to me, and I've been listening to this this Molyneux video, The Truth About Rape Culture, and one of the startling claims in it that I've been trying to come to grips with is this idea that men not only can be raped, but may be raped almost as much as women. And, you know, so, you know, part of it is this idea that, well, if you like it, then it's not rape, and, you know, I mean, it seems
if you like it, it's not rape, but I don't think it's, I think that it's certainly true that you could probably get give someone an erection without their consent. I think that, could be done.
Yeah, that's what I was getting at. It seems like there's this physiological aspect where if there's just a certain kind of stimulation or,
right.
you know, if
without getting too detailed. Yes.
Yeah.
I believe that, you know, they do say that sex is in your head, a lot of it, but all that said, you know, if somebody knows what they're doing, they probably could make that.
Okay. So what you're claiming here is that I'm a rape victim and I refuse this label. And I think that this is more disempowering stuff. I had an ex-girlfriend who had my garage code.
Yeah.
And, she, you know, because she was my girlfriend, and then she wasn't, and I didn't change my garage code. And for a period of time after our breakup, she would use the garage code and come in and have sex. You know, we would have sex.
You're not a rape victim unless you say no.
Well, she came in and woke me up, doing something.
With a VJ.
So, right. So, therefore, what we're talking about is me not giving consent. Maybe the times after that you could claim otherwise, but you can't claim that time. Right, like there's a breakup, and then
that is a tough issue.
Sex comes without my consent, and I'm bull crap. I was somehow raped. I mean,
I would not say you were raped.
I'm not looking at you. I'm talking to Nate.
Well, I wouldn't say you were raped either. I'm thinking of a circumstance where, someone is being raped against their, like, they're
right,
having
you're
intercourse
tied down.
Against their will.
You're saying no. Like you're saying no, and that person is manipulating your genitals to the point where they
that
are able to rape you. And even if, you know, to me, even if you aren't able to get to the point of full erection to where sex could happen, it's still, to me, rape. I mean, they can rape you in other ways, right? Like, whether or not you get an erection doesn't matter ultimately to whether or not you can be raped. Somebody can put something elsewhere that caller was
it sounded like he believed that, and that's kind of one of these weird gender double standards that kind of come up in this conversation.
Right.
Like how
rape is somehow a male committed crime. And I would say that 90%+ of the time it generally is, though.
It's probably the males that are getting raped are likely getting raped by other males. That's just my speculation. I haven't.
Right, but male committed is what I said.
Well, yeah. I've read contradictory numbers on it, so I don't know.
What have you seen?
Necessarily. Well, I've seen numbers both ways. That, like, one said 90% of male victims were from other males, and then one study said it was like 50%. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I have no idea what the numbers are. And, of course, you know, there's this problem that if you are a rape victim, you may not want to report it.
Yeah, it's hard to really get accurate numbers about rape, but we certainly know they're bad enough. Thank you, Nathan, for the call tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. There's actually a little bit more on the story about Mary Kay Letourneau and her husband, Vili, who are still together now, nearly 20 years later. 855-450-FREE. You can share your thoughts. This is Free Talk Live, and it is, by the way, the live Saturday edition. Plus, you can bring up anything you want.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HDTV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch. Watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
By now, you may have heard a bit about bitcoins. But did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can join us here toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us here on the air or join us online anytime at freetalklive.com. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then please support our fundraiser going on right now. We did have a few $50 contributions roll in over the last couple of days, so thank you to everyone who's contributed, no matter how small the amount. Thank you. Over at our African Satellite Fundraiser at africa.lrn.fm. LRN is our little internet network that's also on satellite over North and Central America and was on satellite over Africa from 2012 through February of this year. The satellite company was putting us up there sort of as a bonus. It was free, so I wasn't having to pay for that time. I pay for several hundred dollars per month for the North and Central American satellite, but they were bonusing us this one. They canceled that, and so now I'd like to continue on in Africa because the message of liberty is important, especially important to get to the areas of the world that don't have internet access, and that's what satellite can allow us to do. It's called free-to-air satellite. You can learn a lot more about this on the pitch page, if you will, from Indiegogo. There's a four-minute long video. If you've got 4 minutes, please just go and check this out, africa.lrn.fm. I hope you'll find it persuasive. Please give whatever you can afford, and then share the link. Share africa.lrn.fm with your friends who also care about freedom and who care about getting the word out about these ideas. We know we were reaching people in Africa. They reached out to us, some of them, to let us know. So if a portion of them are reaching out, you know there are even more who are listening, just like our callers, right? They say that 1% of your listeners, you know, less than 1% of your listeners are your callers in talk radio. So we know there's a good chunk of folks there in Africa who were listening to LRN.FM. And you can help us bring that signal back. We got to raise $22,000, and we've got just about 5 weeks left to do it. So please, africa.lrn.fm. There's some cool perks and some new perks as well, by the way. Let's see. I think I put yours in, Mark. You had volunteered to do – yeah, I did do yours. You had volunteered to read people's custom voicemail greetings. So if you want Mark from Free Talk Live to cut a voicemail track for you where, you know, give you a waveform and then you can somehow upload that or play it into your system, then he – you'll do that.
We'll figure it out.
A $100 contribution. Also, Angel Clark has made the same offer to do that. There's ways that you can donate more, like $1,000, and you can come sit in the studio, hang out during a show as it's being produced. You can not just Free Talk Live. You can pick from something like a dozen shows for the sit-in studio option. There are a couple different sit-in studio options there. So go and check out the full perks list over at africa.lrn.fm. As we go back to your calls and thoughts, Colette is with us in Hudson, New Hampshire. Colette, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Hey, sure.
I was just calling about the Mary Kay Letourneau story because this is a topic that personally I have a lot of stake in. And my husband and I met when I was 15 and he was just turning 21. And I was married to him when I was 17. We've now been married for 12 years.
Colette, you're just a victim of a predator who was grooming you.
You just can't figure it out, Colette.
Well, if I'm a victim, then I think a lot of people want to be victimized because I could not speak highly enough of my husband. He is an amazing man who has supported me for things a lot of other men don't. I know most of the girls that I went to school with ended up with boys their age who... they got pregnant and now they're single parents, and I'm not knocking them for that, but my life has turned out really good and I'm extremely happy with my life. We have two beautiful children and we respect each other and work together, and I feel like I couldn't be a part of a better team.
And how old are you now, if I might ask?
I'm 29.
Okay, so you guys have been together for almost 15 years then?
Yeah.
That's I mean, what can you say to a story like that? I mean, the people who are critical will say, Colette, you were abused. You were taken advantage of.
But, you know, some people want to they want to start a family sooner than other people. Like, I didn't want to start a family. I didn't want to start a family at all. My wife had to threaten to leave. I mean, you know, that was 38 or something like that. I can't remember exactly what my age was, but I was above 35.
And now you're glad you did.
Yeah, absolutely. My son's wonderful. But that was, you know, that was the reality of the situation. Some people want to come out of high school and start a family. How are they going to do that if they don't have some flexibility as far as the age with whom of whom they date?
But I don't even necessarily think it's as simple as that. I mean, I wasn't really looking for a relationship at the time. I honestly, at that age, I never saw myself being married. But I met somebody who loved me and respected me and I enjoyed spending time with, and it's what we ended up choosing. But anybody who would call him a predator for that is either evil or just extremely ignorant. And I would stand by that till the day I die.
What about the people who would say, Colette, you were just a dumb little girl and he took advantage of you?
Okay, well, the people are able to say that, but I'm now almost 30. We've been together all this time.
He's still taking advantage of you.
When am I supposed to wake up and realize that I was a victim?
Right. Yeah, I love that line.
You never get to have license over your life. You never get to decide that you weren't a victim to the minds of the people that say you're a victim. Like, you never get to, because you were damaged, you know, and now you never get to say. You'll never know you're a victim.
And honestly, I think that's part of the larger epidemic, is I think a lot of parents, there's this emotional thing. I get it. I'm a parent myself. I want to protect my children. And if I ever legitimately felt like somebody was a threat to my children or they harmed my children, I would be after them with everything I had. But there's also, you have to insert logic into it and realize people's personhood. And, I'm on a lot of peaceful parenting boards online, and you constantly see people posting these things where people are gloating over how they're punishing their children when it's extremely harsh and doesn't teach them anything other than, I am your authority and you must listen to me. And that's how we got to statism. That's how people just want to perpetuate this, where it's, I have control over you and you don't have a say in your own life. And that's why children rebel and don't listen when their parents have legitimate warnings.
Colette, good call. Thanks for sharing your story tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. Let's go to Jan in Mobile, Alabama, listening to WAVH. Hello, Jan. Hi there.
Y'all were talking about who had kept Mary Kay Letourneau's children that she had with Billy Salau. That was his mother who kept the children, from what I read in the
medium. Makes sense.
And she would bring the children to visit Mary Kay in the prison, and so that's how she kind of kept up with Billy also, was through his mother.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, that's the way I understood how things went.
Oh, thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, and also, too, they are, I believe it's Samoan or something like that. They are Polynesian extraction, Billy's people. And so they have kind of a tradition of early sex and different kind of mores having to do with sex than our culture has.
Jan, thanks for calling and sharing your thoughts tonight. Let's talk to Sophia.
I think that's very relevant as people's sort of internal cultural rules.
Indiana, Sophia, you're on Free Talk Live listening to WIBC.
Yes. I just feel like, regardless of your age, I don't really think that people need to, really look at individuals at their age. I mean, because a lot of people nowadays, they are actually aged more than what they are.
What does that mean, aged more than what they are?
More mature in some ways?
Right, more mature. I was 15 years old. I fell in love with this guy. His name is Brian. And my parents did not approve of it at all. But, I was from a divorced household, and I had to really, really grow up. And
how old was Brian?
He was actually 21 at the time.
All right, stand by if you want to tell the rest of your story. We'll come back to you here in a moment, Sophia. More on the way. Maybe time for you if you dial right now, 855-450-FREE. Plus, what is Mary Kay Letourneau doing these days? That's what we'll tell you if we get a chance from the 2020 report last night with Barbara Walters. Celebrating their tenth anniversary as a married couple. They're still together after 20 plus years, or about 20 years. It's Free Talk Live. More on the way.
New Hampshire is under quarantine as walking corpses devour the flesh of the living. Max is 11 years old and surviving alone. Slow-moving and non-thinking, the dead swarm his home. Now he must apply his Porcupine Freedom Scouts training to improvise his escape. Look for Survivor Max on Facebook, read reviews on Amazon, or read Chapter 1 at SurvivorMax.com.
Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. Maybe enough time for you if you're on the lines right now. If you're not, you probably shouldn't bother calling in. But if you still want to get your thoughts in and you don't get on tonight, don't worry. We do a live Sunday edition. Me and Mark will be here again tomorrow night. Whether we're on your local radio station at that time is another question. Not all of our stations take all 7 nights a week. So if you're only getting Free Talk Live 1 night a week or 5 nights a week, you can always call your local program director during the week, during business hours, and ask him or her real nice-like to get some more Free Talk Live on the air. Tell them you like the show and that you want to hear more of us. It's important to do that because normally these program directors, they're hearing a bunch of complaints. They're hearing people calling saying, I don't like what the morning show said today, and all kinds of just people griping about things. So if you can call with something pleasant, if you can call with a compliment for their programming abilities, then they sure would appreciate that, and it makes a big difference probably in whether or not they'll put more of us on. So you can go and learn more about how to call your local talk station by visiting local.freetalklive.com. As we go back to Sophia listening in Indiana, she was beginning to tell us about a relationship that she had. You said you were, was it 15? He was 21?
Yes, sir.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, well, and, you know, my parents was always, I lived in a split home, you know, my stepmother and my father. And my father did not accept it at all. Mm. So they did everything that they could to actually keep us apart. I mean, yeah, we did see each other, you know, on the down low, you know, here and there. But we did get kind of lost in the whole, you know, being in touch and seeing each other. And here I am, almost 37 years old. We found each other again. He's always thought about me, been in love with me for so many years, you know, has looked for me so many times. And I've always expected, you know, a man to be like him. I've, you know, I've had kids by different, you know, by a different man, and I've always expected that nice and polite and funny and always keeping me happy and laughing. So nobody ever stood up to him, you know. Nobody was never him. And here we are. We've been together. July will be a year. We got back together. We talked about 6 months, and then we got together. You know, we're about to get married. So I feel like that even though you're young, you should always do what your heart says. Yes, you know, young people are going to make mistakes. And now...
Everyone's going to make mistakes, but yeah, you're right.
Right. And the way I raise my kids, I have four amazing kids. But I raise them to where, cut the umbilical cord, let them go out, let them make mistakes. Because that's the only way that they're going to learn.
It's absolutely true.
From your mistakes.
Sophia, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. I think the best thing you can do as a parent is give them the best information you can. You know, try to prepare them for, you know, what they're going to encounter out there. Be a resource for them. But ultimately, yeah, I agree with that viewpoint that you can't round off all the corners. You can't completely protect your kids. And I don't think you should want to.
You know, I don't mean that you should give them whiskey and a handgun either. It's just that...
Not at the same time. Let's continue here. Let's go to James listening in Indy to WIBC. James in Indy going once. James in Indy going twice. I'll put him back on hold. Give him another try. Try Phil in Indy listening to WIBC. Hello, Phil.
Hey, what's going on? All right, well, a couple of things real quick. I understand, you know, the people want to protect their kids, this and that. But Indiana has some really jacked up, you know, sexual offender laws. The age of consent is 16 years old.
Okay.
So you're allowed to have sex with a 16-year-old, but if that 16-year-old gives you a sexual picture, then you're guilty of child pornography.
Yeah, and so is the 16-year-old.
That just shows one of the sort of conundrums, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. There's that. Now, also... now myself, and I'll put this out there, I'm on the sex offender registry, with actually it states no victim, which, you know, that's another debate.
Oh boy.
Yeah, using peer to peer, which, you know, is, you know, people use illegally, you know, for movies and music, which yes, I'm guilty of that. But without the filters, you know, anybody puts out there whatever they want, name it whatever they want. You download it. You find out what it is after you download it. But
so what you're saying is you got, was it child pornography charges for downloading stuff?
Absolutely.
From
for a deleted image. Yes.
What were they doing? Was it like the feds who were hosting it to where they were able to track all the people who downloaded it?
And again, I didn't want to get into this, but I don't mind getting into it. But what it was a disgruntled family member, using my computer, which we'll call a community computer, you know, of the household, inappropriate, and this was 10 years ago where the filters that exist now did not exist. An inappropriate video came through. I'm like, hey, let me know when that goes through because I'm not supposed to have that. I need to get rid of it. Well, when I made that family member leave, you know, that became, hey, he's got this. And after a year and a half of investigation, you know, computer forensics, they found that. But,
wow.
You know, again,
so what you're saying is, just to clarify, you didn't actually download this. It was someone in your family downloaded this offensive picture. Then they blamed you for it?
But it was my computer.
But they turned you in, essentially. They snitched you out to the cops?
Yes, because I made, you know, because when this happened...
You kicked him out.
Periodically, I was like, hey, you know, and not because of that, but for other reasons, yes.
Yeah, sure. They got back at you for kicking them out.
Exactly.
Now, and so they came at you because it was your computer, and what did you do, take a plea?
I took a plea because they found six deleted images.
Because you can't prove that they weren't yours, even though it wasn't your, I mean, even though it was a shared computer.
Exactly.
Wow. That's a terrible story, Phil. Thank you for the call tonight. I wish we had more time to talk about it. It sounds absolutely outrageous. I do want to make sure we get a chance to get some other folks on here. David's in Lynchburg, Virginia, listening to WLNI. Hello, David.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm good. What's on your mind tonight?
I'm hearing you talk about young people and being able to make mature decisions. And when 80% of college students are not able to declare a major until their third year of college, they can't even make a decision about what they want to study. How can they make decisions that will impact the rest of their lives?
So then are you arguing to increase the age of consent to 22 when many people are through with college, or maybe 26 just to be safe?
I think that we need to make the age of consent the same as our drinking age, 21.
Thanks for the call, David. Ridiculous. Let's go to Alex listening in California, been waiting very patiently. Go ahead, Alex.
Hello.
You're on the air. Go.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yep, you're on the radio.
Okay, I don't know if you guys are familiar with what's going on in California. There's a huge story happening right now with our local radio host named Delonka. Have you heard of him?
Nope. Tell me about it quickly. We've got a very short period of time.
In 2010, you know, he made a Coogie sweater replica with some rapper on the, you know, on the front of the sweater with his girlfriend's pubic hair.
I'm sorry, what's a Coogie?
Recently. It's like a sweater, I think. It's like these, you know, hip-hop rascals wear these sweaters. That's basically what the sweater is about.
How do you spell this radio host's name?
D-I-L-A-N-K-A.
Okay.
It's a show called, like, The Talking Holes, I think.
All right. And what about it? What's the controversy?
Right now, you know, what he's doing is he's announced on his show that he's planning on shaving his cat and making like a women's underwear line, and people are going crazy, you know, like animal activists.
My goodness! Why can't you shave a cat? What's the problem with that? Thanks for the call tonight,
Alex.
You
make a crank call to a radio program.
This guy not real? Was that
no?
The show host was not real?
I don't know whether it's real or not. I have no idea.
All right, well, let's continue here. We're going to give James in Indianapolis one last crack at it. James, are you there? And he has failed a second time. Well, then. That's why I asked him to spell the radio host name, Marcos.
He threw it right out there, didn't he? He was good at it.
You didn't jot it down, though.
No,
you didn't Google that. I was just curious to see if that was true. I mean, That guy waited 2 hours.
2 hours to go for that. Maybe it's true, maybe it's not.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You decide. We take the calls, you decide.
Before, I know this show is going to get thrown back in our face at some point. I just want to make it clear. Look, I'm not 100% sure when anybody should be having sex, but I've got to say that I think that there's a lot of ramifications to the laws we have today. And, you know, you can't just hide behind the law. Check it out at freetalklive.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
For over 20 years, you've trusted Lumber Liquidators to make high-quality, beautiful flooring affordable for everyone. Delivering this value means you get the floor you want at a low price you deserve. So we've lowered prices even more. This week at beautifully distressed Clicks Grand Bamboo. It's easy to install, and now it's $229. That's about half what you'll pay at other stores. Plus, 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $169 and 12-month special financing. You trust our value. We value your trust. For quality hardwood, see the flooring experts today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories.
But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.